From WCBU Peoria Public Radio, this is Out and About. I'm Jen Gordon with Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Today you'll hear from John and Jeff Heintzman. They're here to talk about this year's Sculpture Walk Peoria, which is now available for public viewing along Washington Street between the Peoria Riverfront Museum and the Bob Michael Bridge. John and Jeff, welcome to Out and About.
Thank you.
Now, on the walk this year, we have 9 new pieces of sculpture from 9 different artists. And one of the things that struck me was the vast array of different inspirations behind the pieces that we see on the walk this year.
Most definitely.
That's very true, because we have inspiration that they've sought from music, from culture and subcultures, from mathematics, from just the human spirit itself. And I think that it really proves that artists seek inspiration from every aspect of life, and that it doesn't have to be a super deep human feeling. Instead, it can be something that just is, and most of ours are very colorful this year. They all happen to be aluminum, some kind of metal, let's put it that way, as opposed to where we've had some ceramics, we've had wood, we've had fiberglass, but these are all metal images, and they range from the very minimal to the very complicated. John Leducci, with another gentleman, had a fabrication company in Chicago, and so John has been doing other artists' work, fabricating it, as well as doing his own. And I think for those that come down and see my pie, it is the character pie, the piece. And I don't know if you felt the same way, Jen, but when I saw it, it was much larger than I thought.
Oh,
and
yes.
His presence is just incredible. It really is. And again, his fabrication, his construction is just pristine. And it just really is. It was one of those, when we saw it, we just thought, that is so cool. Another artist that did that same thing is John Bannon's piece, Drop. And again, much like George O'Keefe, it's just amazing how you can take the smallest little detail from nature that we all find really intriguing, a dewdrop on a blade of grass in the early morning. They really seem to play off of each other so well this year.
Let's talk a little bit more about Alex's piece, Alex Mendez. His piece is A Rusted Melody 2. And going back to that point of inspiration, as I understand, his piece kind of mirrors his own life and his journey to becoming a sculptor.
Yes, it does. He is a musician. Went to school, trained, and I believe he even plays guitar, ironically. The museum, though, has a theme this year that they're recognizing, and it's the year of the guitar. So they specifically asked for this piece, and it's made of mild steel. And he realized that he really enjoyed the physical part of being a sculptor. I mean, I think musicians, they use their hands to play instruments, but I think he saw that the creativeness in him needed to be expelled through hard work and through actually using a very, very strong metal. The thing with mild steel is that you can treat it with a patina that makes it look just like Corten steel. And so it has a rust, and it's called Rusted Melody, but it has this patina that is very stable. Unlike the original Corten steel, when it starts to rust, it's unstable. It takes about 5 to 7 years to cure. And in this case, it's cured. It looks perfect.
Can you walk us through the concepts of motion that we see play out on the sculptures on the walk? I think sometimes people might be a little reticent to engage with public art because they think of it as something static.
Yeah, and it's anything but static. John's piece has a lot of hesitation and tentativeness to it, because we have this single 12-foot blade of grass. He simply bent a piece of steel and then has what we call polychrome, or painted it this incredible green, just like the grass. And then at the very top, he has this lucite drop, and it just is clinging, and it's wonderfully constructed, because it looks like it is just clinging, and will it fall? But it's like that's a moment that the artist has wanted us to stop in our tracks and just look. And that's what Georgia O'Keeffe did with flowers in painting. She made us look at the smallest little detail on a larger scale. Now, another artist that has wonderful movement, and again, was a surprise to us, I think to you also, was Nathan Pierce's Celine. And Celine is a perfect example. We have these wonderful curved, almost arc-like shapes that he has on a half dome and a piece of this purple glass. It's acrylic, actually. But it's just amazing how you get this arc feeling, this kind of rolling, rocking kind of thing, and you're looking up into the sky. And I have to say that this year, we were very fortunate when we got discovered which 9 pieces were going to be there, and we started to put them around. This is just perfect. All the pieces seem to be perfectly placed this year. They really do. They all have that really strong sense of presence, exactly where, and they're where they're meant to be.
Can you tell people about the video tours that you have put together in lieu of the public tours?
Yes, we Jeff and I conducted a mock tour, I guess, because of COVID-19. It was just Jeff and I, and then Rafael Rodolfo, who is the videographer. And we went through, and we had the honor of speaking with most of the artists. There is an AutoCast that I would strongly urge people, when they get to the sculptures, to click on that and to listen to what the short little brief thing. But we talked a little bit to them. And when we started this, it was just incredible because everyone was so excited to participate in this. I think for most of the galleries in the museum here, even, we were shut down due to COVID-19. And here was the opportunity for people to go out in public and to see some really great pieces. There are only 9 this year, which one of the first years, a couple of years, we had 15 to 16 pieces. But I'll tell you, the cohesiveness and this grouping of sculptures is exactly what Jeff and I would have curated if we had the opportunity to do curate the exhibition, as opposed to having a panel of judges that score it, and we rank them, and then we invite them, and we're very fortunate that this group worked together so well.
That was John and Jeff Heintzman talking us through some of the sculptures featured in this year's Sculpture Walk Peoria Outdoor Public Art Exhibit. Walking maps are available at brochure boxes along Washington Street. Artist-narrated audio tours are available on your smartphone device via the AutoCast app. And if you're not able to venture out to Washington Street, you can always enjoy the Sculpture Walk video tours narrated by John and Jeff by visiting artspartners.net. John and Jeff, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you so much, Jen. We appreciate it and all that you do for the arts.
You've been listening to Out and About, a production of WCBU and Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Each week, we connect you to the arts community by talking with local arts leaders, artists, and performers. Our producer is Daniel Musisi. If you missed a portion of this conversation, you can listen to the full interview at wcbu.org. I'm Jen Gordon, and this is Out and About.